Welcome to the Thought Leader Life Credibility Series, where we are helping you to define and enhance your credibility. Join us as we interview thought leaders about what it takes to be credible in their vertical markets. To learn more, check out thoughtleaderlife.com.
Hi, Mitchell Levy, Global Credibility Expert, and welcome to this special credibility episode of Thought Leader Life, where we're talking to amazing humans from around the planet on who they are, what they do, in essence, their credibility. Today's guest is Robert Prezzini, who is the founder of Elevate Your Leadership, an executive-level leadership experience that refreshes and energizes leaders for the rest of their professional lives. Man, that's a bold statement. He is also a coach, consultant, keynote speaker, and the managing partner of chief executive officer of iFly Virginia Beach Indoor Skydiving. Robert, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Mitchell. This is awesome.
It has been. It's been a couple of years since we spoke. It was great to catch up. It is amazing to see the evolution of Robert Prezzini and where you are now. And I'd love the audience to see where you are today from your CPOP. What is your customer point of pain?
Quite simply, it's confidence in your ability to lead.
Wow. Wow. That is so amazingly powerful in two short words. And I remember when I was sitting on the board of a public company and we would look for new sales guys, you know, the CRO. And it's so interesting to see where confidence was bravado and not really confidence, or confidence was this inner strength. And it's interesting to think about what that means in different situations. And so, Robert, I'm very curious to learn more. Tell me more.
Sure. So, leadership is kind of like a skyscraper. It's a very tall building, needs a foundation that's very deep and very wide. And we don't often see that foundation, but without it, that building will topple. And I have seen leaders topple throughout my entire professional life. And I have to say that I've been wobbly more than once, during my leadership experience. And building that foundation and if you have a foundation, evolving that foundation, because leadership ultimately is a perishable skill. And it's something that needs to be rehearsed, just like a musician practices for the concert or an athlete practices for the game and the tournament and the championship. Leadership is no different. It's a perishable skill set, and we have to rehearse it and practice it and exercise it routinely.
Absolutely. And so if somebody hired you, what are they getting?
So what they're going to get is a combination of my 26 years of experience in Navy Special Operations, and they're going to get my 10 years in the private sector. And
what is the service? What do you provide?
What I'm providing is building a foundation for leaders, or if you have a foundation, we're going to evolve your foundation. And through that process, we're going to energize you, and we're going to prepare you to lead for a longer duration. You're going to be a more effective leader over a longer duration, and that requires a level of energy that I bring.
All right. So now the question, could you share how you have credibility to do what you do?
Sure. So I think my credibility lies in several areas. One is, once again, my 26 years of experience in the military, my 10 years in the private sector, and all of my interaction in the organizations that I'm involved with now. So besides leading a team of 40 people currently, I coach youth hockey. I chair the Chamber of Commerce. We have a STEM program within my organization, and so we have a lot of outreach. And again, I've taken all of the lessons that I've learned, and I've applied it at every level that I can within the community, and really nationally, locally and nationally.
And how many people have gone through your program so far?
So my program is about 2 years old. I've had about 150. People come through the program representing organizations from across the U.S.
Oh, beautiful. And how do you go about sharing your credibility?
So I share it through a variety of organizations that I'm involved with. I coach youth hockey, and you know, through the coaches training that we go through in youth hockey, I learn things that not only make me a better coach on the ice, they make me a better husband, a better father, a better leader of my business, and a better contributor within my local community. And so really what I've done is I've taken all my background, my experience, my education, my training, and I apply it at a local level as much as I can, and certainly at a national level.
Nice. And then you're also, you do LinkedIn. You speaking?
Yeah, I do. I speak. So LinkedIn, you know, I'm active on LinkedIn in terms of keeping people up to date on the things that I'm involved with. And I do speak, although speaking's in a bit of a lull right now, but I do speak as well. And I have to say, I enjoy it. I enjoy communicating with people. I enjoy connecting with people. And it's all been kind of, you know, serendipity. I put this all together really to benefit my team and my company. And I enjoyed it so much, and the feedback was very positive, that I decided to kind of broaden my reach.
I like that. So if you're listening to this and you say to yourself, now this is, you have to say this to yourself, I don't have the confidence to be as good of a leader as I need to be. This is not easy for people to admit publicly, but you could say this to yourself. You're going to want to reach out to Robert Pizzini. Robert, what is the best way for people to go about doing that?
So quite simply, robertpizzini.com.
Too cool.
Very simple. So Robert Pizzini, P-I-Z-Z-I-N-I, robertpizzini.com. And on that website, you can learn more about what it is I actually offer, and also how to get in touch with me. And I would just love to connect with people and continue the dialogue.
Beautiful. Well, Robert, thank you so much for sharing your credibility with us today.
Hey, thank you. This has been a lot of fun.
Oh, as everything you do in life should be, but it was. And thanks a lot. And listen, if you're at this part of the interview, you know how important Robert's message is. So click on the like button, share with your friends. We'll see you at the next episode of Thought Leader Life. Take care, everyone. Bye now.
Hope you enjoyed this episode in the Thought Leader Life Credibility Series. Please like this episode, subscribe to our channel on the platform you consume content, and activate us by going to thoughtleaderlife.com/activate.